This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. You know, sometimes we do things we can't explain. I mean, it can be anything, whether it's at work or at home or whatever, but this also happens to our behavior when it comes to our money. I don't know if you've ever been scared of losing money. You know, maybe you didn't want to take that financial risk. I know my cousin one time, her dad gave her $10 to go to a casino, and she just walked around and never spent it at all.
That's me.
Is that you, Camille?
I am not a better. Oh my God. I did it recently when we went to Vegas because my friends were really big into gambling. And I was like, all right, sure. Like, I had $40 on me.
No.
And I was like, that is all I will spend. And I made some. And then, of course, you know, you get excited to make it. And then you're like, oh, maybe I'll get a little bit more aggressive. And then I ended up losing it. But
yeah,
that was it. I didn't pull out any more
no
money.
More.
And I was seeing my friends pull out more and more money. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Can't do it. I'm like you, too. But I just thought that was so funny with my cousin. Because her dad gave her the money, right? It was like, $20, go have fun, you know. But she's like, no, I think I'd rather keep it, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to go buy a coffee or something.
Yeah, I can do something fun with it. But yeah, so, and sometimes we do things because everybody else does. You know, we buy things. Oh, everybody's getting this now, you know, or a certain kind of necklace. That's what I do. Oh, I like that, you know, things like that. Those are just a couple examples, though. But honestly, emotions do play a big role in financial decisions. And I want to talk about that. That's where I want to go with all this. How often do you see behavior or emotions get in the way of decision making, Camille?
Oh, all the time. I mean, if I didn't see behavior emotions get involved, number one, I'd kind of go, okay, can I check your pulse? Let's make sure that you know you're a living, breathing human in front of me.
Yeah.
Because we all have these tendencies, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just we need to focus more on understanding it. And that's really where, in our team at Monolith Financial Group, when we're sitting down with you, we're discovering what you want your retirement to look like, you know, what your goals are. When we're talking about why you maybe have feelings towards different products or investments, we really need to find out the layers behind that, because that just helps us get to, number one, know you, but also understand, okay, is there maybe some education that we need to do to further this along? Because a lot of times people are making decisions based off of fear or the unknown. Those are the two biggest common things I see. And so I just sat with a lady actually yesterday, and she was just kind of like, I know I need to make a decision. She's like, I met with her back in November, meeting with her again in May. And she was just like, we're kind of back where we were to begin with. And she goes, I know I need to make a decision. She goes, change is just, it's hard. It's scary. And I let her know that, number one, I hear her and I completely understand. And that's why we take different approaches. We're not going to make you make 10 different decisions all at once. We're going to make sure that we help guide you along this journey into retirement. And she just kind of left, and she's like, that makes me just feel so much better. And that's truly what it means, is for them to understand who you are and what you need also.
Right. Oh my gosh. So true. Now, I thought it'd be kind of fun to get into some common behavioral traps that people fall into. This first one is called mental accounting. I've never really heard it termed that, but that's when people treat money differently depending on where it came from and then what we think it needs to be used for. So dividing our money into different categories, basically, in our own minds. But I want you to talk about that for a moment.
Yes. So I'm very familiar with this one, and some of the common terms or the categories people will put money into is, they may say, okay, this is my rent money. This is the money I have for grocery money or fun money, right? Everyone likes their fun money.
Yeah.
But you know, at the end of the day, it's all money, right? It's all spendable money for you. Yet we do treat them all differently. You know, you look back at the old adage of people putting money into envelopes. And that's a great habit. But when they put things in like fun money, or, you know, sometimes our brains kind of go, maybe I'll just put like a couple extra bucks into the fun money jar for this week or something like that. You know, we tend to spend that fun money more liberally. Sometimes we don't realize how much we're spending on that too. It's kind of funny. I'll talk to a lot of people about like if they have an Amazon addiction. I used to have somewhat of an Amazon addiction where I'd see somebody wearing something cute on TV and I was like, ooh, I wonder if I can find something like that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you realize, you know, a couple months later, you probably haven't even worn that outfit or you have five others that look the exact same because that's why your mind likes it. But I started telling people, I was like, put it in your cart, save it for later, come back to it in a week, idea. 2 weeks, then see if you really still want it. And it's funny, a lot of people are like, that has helped a lot. But it's also creating that budget so that you understand where you can't really cut down and where you can to give you that flexibility so that if you need to save more, you have a clear understanding of where that money can come from.
Right. Love it. Okay. So here's another behavioral trap that we fall into, and that's loss aversion, which is a bias toward avoiding losses over seeking the gains.
Yes. So we've definitely seen this a lot just because of where interest rates were with the banks and everything, you know, which was great. People put all that money in there. But what a lot of people don't understand too is sometimes the fear of then going back into the market, you know, not knowing. And a lot of times things like that, they happen because we may have had a past experience where we did lose a lot. But what we maybe aren't uncovering too is the deeper why you lost maybe a lot of it. Was it because we weren't focusing on how you were set up in your portfolio? Did you understand the risk versus reward? I sat with a couple about 2 years ago and they've saved wonderfully, but all their money was in banks. And so they weren't making a lot. And they were just like, I'm just too scared to, you know, do anything. Like, I just don't want to lose any of this money. And, you know, the simple truth, they didn't need to make a lot. But at the same time, they didn't understand there are other options out there that could help them maybe invest to make a little bit more and not have so much risk.
Right.
So if you have these questions, if you are, I'm going to say, suffering from loss aversion, give us a call, 916-884-2584. We are here to help build a retirement plan so that you can feel comfortable and confident in and throughout retirement. 916-884-2584.
And then the other thing I always like to do is guide you to their website too, monolithfinancial.com. Find out even more about Jeff and Camille, father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group. And, you know, they work really hard with retirees. They advise families and individuals in the Sacramento area, and they would love to help you out as well. So we just are so happy to have you listening today. Thank you for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show, and I'm here with Camille today, and I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So another behavior that I know we all know about, this one, it's called herd behavior, right? When you see a bunch
Social media behavior?
Social media behavior, exactly. Yeah. So you're like, oh, everybody else is doing it. I think I'm going to do it too. So get into that and what happens with investors and retirees when that happens.
So I do see this a lot. You know, people, they like to compare themselves a lot of times. I've seen it with a family, two sisters, where one sister, she is single, she has a kid, she's been on her own, whereas the other sister is married, so they have dual income, they've both saved. And yet there's always this comparison of, I want to do exactly what my sister's doing. And I'm constantly telling her, I'm like, well, let me understand why. Why do you want to do that? Well, because they've been really successful at doing it. Okay, why have they been successful? And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, like they'll get down to the nitty gritty and all of a sudden they realize, oh, but I'm not in that same situation. And I said, you're absolutely right. It doesn't mean we can't create something very similar for you, but you don't have that similar situation. So we need to focus on you and how we can get you to your goals. A lot of times we see that herd mentality, it kind of can sometimes backfire too. Or a lot of people, they'll go out and they'll do a lot of research. You know, we say the internet is basically the bathroom wall of society. Anybody can almost write anything on there. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for a specific answer, you're going to find it. But you also have to understand, you know, at the end of the day, it's what makes sense for you and how do you achieve your goals? Because that's truly what it is. And that's what we here at Monolith Financial Group do, is we've created and we help you create your own personalized Monolith money map so that you can understand, where is my income coming from? How much do I get to keep of my income coming in? How much risk am I really taking? How much risk do I need to take to stay comfortable in retirement? We're going to look at health. So what's the best Medicare plan for you to get on? Do you need long-term care? How do we solve for that? How do you pay for those expenses? Tax efficiency, which we mentioned earlier, is really important because we need to understand how much of your hard-earned money are you paying to the IRS? Because we want to keep more of that in your pocket so it's spendable. And then also, what's left and how is that distributed once you're gone? And that's truly what makes up the Monolith Financial, the Monolith Money Map. Okay. Give us a call if you need your own personalized Monolith Money Map, or you know what, you just might want to tweak your own and get a second opinion. 916-884-2584.
And as we're talking through this today, Camille, which is harder, do you think? Managing people's money or helping them manage their emotions about money?
I feel like that was a setup. It's definitely going to be helping them manage their emotions about money, because sometimes people don't understand why they have the emotions that they have, or the ties or the thoughts or feelings. But also think about our emotions just on an everyday basis. I mean, how many times does something maybe upset us? You know, maybe a spouse says something, or you get, you know, an email and we read it incorrectly and we make these quick judgments, or we have these all sudden emotions. And then kind of the funny part too is then when you look back at it, sometimes you're like, wow, like maybe I shouldn't have been so quick to react. You know, I should have really thought about it. It's that conscious unconscious that you have to be aware of. And really, when it comes to helping people manage their emotions about money, it really starts with helping them understand what's the purpose or the why of what they're doing with their money. Because if you understand that, or the goal that the money's supposed to achieve, it becomes so much easier to understand if something maybe didn't grow as much, or if something lost a little bit of money, you understand, well, it's because there's maybe different risk factors here and there's a reason behind it. So I think we do a great job at helping people manage their emotions, but we're never going to really be able to get away from, you know, some of those instantaneous emotions that you have right away, right? Because we're all humans, we're emotional people,
right?
And you know, we make all of a sudden, like, nobody likes to see their accounts go down, and the immediate thing you're going to have there is like, well, don't like that. But if you understand the why, how much you could be affected, I think that really helps pave a better course for you and a better path for understanding.
Right. Sure. I love that. It's so true. So I want to talk about something called the illusion of control. And that's when we trick ourselves into thinking, oh, we have more control over the situation than we actually do. So here'd be an example of it. We've all been putting money into our 401ks all our working years. And in our minds, we feel like, yeah, I have control over that money. It's my money. But there's a lot of risk that lies when we pull that money out. So there you go. That's one illusion of control. So talk about that, please.
Well, and this is a really fun one, because I've always said one of my absolute favorite sayings is actually that serenity prayer.
Yes.
God grant me the strength to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
To know the difference.
And that's always the hardest part, right?
Right.
Because it is truly, and not only when it comes to money, but also when controlling our emotions or things that just happen in life, it's like, okay, is this something we can control, or is it not something we can control? You said putting money into your 401k, you can decide how much you want to put in there. But as far as how much they go up and down, you can't control the stock market. So that's something you can't control. But you can decide to make changes to help better protect yourself maybe from downside, or help your account potentially grow better. So, you know, a lot of times I talk about there's no perfect answer to everything. You know, everybody wants, well, I want to make sure I don't lose. I want it to not be tied up, so I want to be able to access it whenever I want to. And then I also want it to grow really, really well. And I say, you know, we can't achieve all three of those together, but we can create combinations so you get the combination of all those three. Right. And I think that's really important.
Well, that's so good. Yeah. Okay. On the other hand, though, what about things that we know are outside of our control, you know, like inflation or market volatility, even taxes? How can we keep from feeling overwhelmed by all those outside factors?
So part of what we do is we're looking at building a plan to help, you know, mitigate that as much as possible so that, hey, we know you're going to have inflation. We know the stock market's going to go up and down. We know taxes are always going to be there, right? The famous saying, there's only two things that are certain in life, death and taxes.
Yes.
But if you have a plan to help you understand how certain things like that could affect your overall plan, it helps you make a lot better decisions. So, you know, when inflation was on a huge rise, I had some clients who just said, hey, Camille, I know that nifty little program you've got, we can put in our own inflation. Would you mind doing me the favor of seeing what a 5% year after year of my expenses, what that would do to my retirement? And it was really cool because I was able to do that and show him, hey, you know, you're still going to be okay. We definitely don't think this is going to happen. But at the end of the day, just letting him know and showing him, you know, his report with that 5%. And this is specific to him. It's not everyone is going to be the same.
Right, right.
That's why it's important to plan for you, not your neighbor.
Right.
but it gave him that comfort that he needed during that time to help get rid of that quick emotional fear that he had. So if you don't have a plan that includes inflation or looks at how your investments or your retirement plan could be affected by the volatility in the market or taxes and tax efficiency, give us a call. We're here to answer your questions. And we're also here if you just want to get a second look to see if there's any tweaks maybe that your plan needs to help you feel more confident and comfortable in and through retirement. 916-884-2584. You can text the word visit. That'll give you a link directly to our calendar. Or better yet, we'd love to see you at one of our live events or our lunch and learns. So you can text the word RSVP to 916-884-2584 and let's start planning for your retirement future.
We're so happy you joined us today because we do want you to have a wonderful future in retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group, and you're listening to the Monolith Money Show. Here's another one that I know we all hear about this, the fear of missing out, right? FOMO. And that's a huge behavior trap. I think a lot of us see it on social media, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
I mean, that's all over the place.
Yeah,
this all over the place. This person's traveling here and here and here and here.
We need to go there. Or we need to put up more vacations about us, what we're doing. Yeah, yeah. But especially in retirement, we see people taking those vacations. We're like, oh. But the other thing is jumping into investments, right? And maybe we don't know anything about it, but we hear things. So what would be something that people would be fearful of missing out on, do you think, right now?
So the biggest thing I would say is planning your retirement future. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a crazy phenomenon, but what I've noticed, and it's something maybe we just haven't been taught, or it's kind of like that idea of, and I don't want to sound like too dark here, but like death, like nobody thinks about, you know, when they pass away or anything, because we think we're invincible, or, oh, I don't need to think about that. That'll just sort itself out someday. But we plan so often for trips. You know, you mentioned vacations, like how much effort do we put into planning trips to like Europe? Okay, we're going to get onto this train. We're going to go here. We're going to go see this. It's going to cost us X. We have this budget. But yet we don't do that for retirement. And for most Americans, we're spending about a third of our life in retirement. Mm-hmm. And yet we're not planning for it.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, how crazy is that?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, people are just like, oh, well, I don't know. I figured I'd figure it out when I got there,
right.
You know?
Oh,
and it's like, I don't know about you, but if I was to hop on a plane, maybe not even know the destination I was going. I was just like, somewhere in Europe, tell the ticket lady, just buy me a ticket somewhere, got off the plane. and I wasn't prepared for where I landed.
Right.
I mean, I might not have the right clothing with me, the right shoes. There might be a big event going on, and so all the hotels are booked. Like, it's important to plan and understand that it's not a plan that has to be written in stone that you can't make adjustments to. You know, a true plan that looks at everything like our Monolith Money Map does, it allows you to make adjustments when you need to make adjustments. We've had families, you know, unfortunately lose a spouse way before they ever thought that was going to happen. So now they needed to make an adjustment to be a single. We've had families where a health issue came up and now they really needed to know, can I retire early? But you know what the great part about some of those, the upside on that, was they had a plan, so they knew how to make those adjustments and make those adjustments correctly for them. So things I could definitely say is, when it's coming to planning your financial future, is to really stay present. Too often life gets on the way and we kick that, you know, notorious can down the road. And we really encourage you to stay within the process. When we're doing our planning process, I'm telling people, hey, we're going to get together in a week and a half to 2 weeks. We're going to then be making that final decision here in the next 2 weeks. And it's not to force you into a decision, but it's to make sure that we don't lose track and we don't get off on our planning. Think about the values, the goals that you want. Avoid decisions based on fear and make decisions more on education. It's okay to sleep on it. You don't have to be, if you ever feel forced into something, just kind of say, hey, I just need some time. Apply logic and definitely trust yourself at the end of the day. I always say, at the end of the day, it is your money, it is your plan. We're just here to potentially help guide you and be your partner. We want to act as your accountability partner and help you build a retirement that's comfortable and confident for you. 916-884-2584. Let's start the conversation today.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.